With 2 days left in March, we're glad you're taking 10 minutes to watch CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. First up in our commercial-free coverage, votes are being counted in the African nation of Nigeria. Results could come out Tuesday from the country's most tightly contested election since democracy was reestablished there in 1999. Analysts say turnout was high in the tens of millions, and that's despite the fact that the Election Commission's website was hacked, despite some problems with ballot paper and digital voting card readers, and despite attacks by the Boko Haram terrorist group. It's based in northern Nigeria. It wants a strict form of Islamic law in the country. It killed at least 11 people at polling stations. So security was a major concern in these elections, but not the only one.
With nearly 180 million people, Nigeria is the most populous country in Africa and one of the world's largest mega democracies. I'm CNN journalist Stephanie Basari, and I was born and raised in Nigeria. The Nigeria I remember was a very peaceful country with different faiths mixing together and interacting peacefully, but that has changed significantly in recent times. The major issue for most Nigerians is security. In the past 5 years, Boko Haram, the terrorist group, has killed and kidnapped thousands of Nigerians. They really came to the world's attention in April last year when they kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls. Past elections have also been marred by allegations of rigging and election violence. The economy is also crucial. Last year, Nigeria overtook South Africa to become the largest economy in Africa. But many complain that the country's vast oil wealth does not trickle down to the average Nigerian on the street. Around 70% of Nigerians live below the poverty line. Who are the candidates in this election? The incumbent is Goodluck Jonathan, and he was elected in 2011 on a massive wave of popularity. He was almost seen as a kind of Obama-type change figure, but Nigerians are disappointed because many say he has simply failed to deliver on the promises that he made. His main opponent is a retired general called Muhammad Buhari, who was a former ruler of Nigeria. He ruled briefly following a military coup, and he's also run unsuccessfully in the last three elections.